This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
This is the time of year where we expect export sales to surge, and this week's report has shown exactly that. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers from the USDA.
Very good sales. Came in at just shy of 1.7 million tons for corn. That was above the analyst range of guesses that was 600,000 to a million tons. On the bean side of things, another very good week, but inside of the range of estimates, they were looking for 1 million to 1.6 million. They got 1.45 million. So very good sales. This would represent the sixth best sales week for this particular week for the soybeans, and the third best for this particular week in corns.
Even though those sales indicate that the USDA doesn't need to make changes to expectations yet, McBride said that doesn't mean the next USDA reports will be uneventful.
No, not necessarily. I mean, with that stocks report that we just got earlier this week, we should see an adjustment to the beginning stocks for the new crop corn. That'll bring our ending stocks down, probably flirting with 2 billion in carry out there. And then on the bean side of things, really all it does is just stabilize that market. We know that we've got a pretty large carry out for both corn and beans, but beans being at 550-ish million bushels is awful burdensome. So if we see if we don't have that expectation, maybe this is what we need to kind of stabilize things.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.